The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Red Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, September 17th.
Yeah, I think it's just when two good football teams play against each other, there's always going to be a lot of hype and a lot of buildup to the game. And then seeing Lamar and all the success that he's had with that team, you know they're two of the top teams in the AFC. And so we're going to have to battle every year, it seems like, or in the playoffs or whenever it is. And so obviously there's a lot of momentum coming throughout the week when you go play teams like this.
We've all heard that thing about rivalries, right? You can't have a rivalry if it's one-sided. Well, isn't that exactly what it's been between the Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens? Lamar Jackson, he's uber talented. He's a former league MVP, but he's faced Patrick Mahomes three times in his young career and has yet to win. Let's hear what Ravens defensive coordinator Wink Martindale has to say about Mahomes.
I think when you're going against a quarterback at his level, which I think is elite, I've stated that before, you know, you have to defend, you know, this is all in one play. You have to defend the first play, his second play, and sometimes his third play, all in that one play. And I think that's what makes him so special. And, you know, he's one of those guys, and I've compared him before to, you know, he and Andy Reid to Montana and Walsh, you know, combination, that type of relationship they had. But the best way to put it with Patrick Mahomes is whoever your favorite quarterback is and whoever is sitting there having a conversation with you and saying, this is my all-time favorite quarterback and this is why, he's always in that conversation. So that's where I see him at, and, you know, I think he's one of the best there is.
I mean, it's not a good sign when your defensive coordinator's favorite quarterback is not you. And for Wink to compare Pat and Andy to Joe Montana and Bill Walsh is high, high praise. Now, for what it's worth, every time he is asked about them, Mahomes shows respect for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, but he's been dominant over that organization in every game of his NFL tenure, which he's played those Ravens. Baltimore already seems desperate for the win after that stunning loss to the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday Night Football, but they find themselves against a Chiefs team that has been their Achilles heel over the past few years. And matters get worse for Baltimore as the Chiefs just are getting healthier. Frank Clark and Tyrann Mathieu, at the time of this recording, they're both expected to play. Meanwhile, reports Thursday said that Hollywood Brown has been missing practice all week, and the Ravens will already be without cornerback Chris Westry and left tackle Ronnie Stanley, which is very interesting when you consider who is coming to town.
Super excited, man. You know, obviously, just period, you know, with it being, you know, me playing in the NFL, but obviously with the circumstances being what it was, what it is, me growing up there and growing up around that franchise, man, I'm super excited to get out there and get back home.
Yeah, that is the voice of Orlando Brown Jr., who actually replaced Stanley at his beloved left tackle position last year with the Ravens when Stanley missed half the season due to an ankle injury. Now in Baltimore, Brown isn't on the team to slide over from right tackle as he's playing his favorable position of left tackle for the Chiefs. Brown admitted this week that he did struggle a little bit in his Chiefs debut, but he acknowledged he can get better and will get better and expects to this week against the Ravens. This week's test doesn't do him any favors going against a solid Ravens defensive line that now features a former Chief in Justin Houston. And as the Chiefs' offense goes against Houston, the Chiefs' defense will be facing another familiar face.
You know what? A beautiful soul. You know, Sammy is a great kid. He did a lot of great things for us. It was actually weird watching him, you know, on the game the other night. Just seeing him and watching him, he actually looked pretty good. But proud of him, you know, wishing him all the best, with the exception of this weekend. So, but it'd be good, you know, just to see him and say hello to him.
Yeah, the Chiefs will see the old number 14 on Sunday night, except now it's in the purple and the gold. It's wide receiver Sammy Watkins. He was really one of the heroes of the 2019 playoffs, and as you just heard from offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, Watkins left Kansas City on good terms with his coaches and teammates, and there's still plenty of love in the Chiefs organization for the advanced reptilian solar being. We'll always have a special place in the heart of Chiefs fans for that back shoulder catch over Richard Sherman in Super Bowl 54, but while we wish Sammy success in his future endeavors, like the Chiefs, we're all probably hoping for a quiet Sunday night from Sammy Watkins. Let's keep it with Eric Bieniemy.
I think you guys know me better than that. So if USC reached out to me right now, my answer would be I am preparing, all right, for this team to play against the Baltimore Ravens. And that's how I roll. You guys know that.
After the USC head coaching job became available, it was reported earlier this week that Bieniemy could be a candidate for that vacant position. But as you just heard, EB was unwilling to comment on the job at this time. That was something he clearly reiterated when he was asked if he'd be interested in staying in the NFL or possibly moving to college to become a head football coach.
You know what, Nate? That's a great question. But, and I'll say this, not to disrespect you or anyone in here, okay? You guys know I'm a focus-driven individual. That's a question that I can answer when the season's over. You know, at this particular moment, my job is to make sure that we're ready to go. And when it's all said and done with, that stuff will take care of itself. You know, I got a bunch of guys here who are counting on me. I always talk to our players about the importance of being accountable to one another. So how can you be accountable to someone if you're allowing distractions to seep in? This is not what we're about here. This is why we've had the success that we've had here, because we find ways to eliminate the distractions and focus on the task at hand. Today is our third down day, so it's situational football day. That's the task that I'm focused on, and I need to make sure that we come away with a good practice so we can give ourselves a chance to have a chance on Sunday to go out and play.
While Chiefs fans might selfishly wish the Chiefs could hang on to Bieniemy forever, at some point, this man has to get an opportunity as an NFL head coach. This is a guy who should have gotten a job yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. Come on, NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I have full confidence in everybody that's on that football field. I mean, we had guys that can make plays everywhere. This last week, Trav and Tyreek made the plays. But I'm sure throughout the entire season, and what we've seen in our past, is we have guys like Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson, Byron Pringle that can make a big play happen at any moment. So I have full confidence in that.
As we all know, the Chiefs heavily leaned on their superstars, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, in their Week 1 victory over the Cleveland Browns. But fans are eager to see if a supplemental weapon will step up. We've mentioned Mecole Hardman on these airwaves, but he was very quiet against the Browns. However, it is worth noting that in the Jets' two games against the Ravens, he has six catches for 178 yards and two touchdowns. Mahomes has managed to find Hardman for explosive touchdowns in back-to-back matchups against the Ravens. And just so you know, this is a Mecole Hardman stat disguised as fantasy advice. So get him in your lineups.
Well, I was hopeful. I was really hopeful that I, you know, obviously could possibly get cleared, you know, before the end of week of practice. I think it'll be tough on anybody to kind of not practice for 10 days and then, you know, try to go out there and play a game that you got to win, you know, at home. So I thought Coach Reed, training staff, I thought everybody really made the best decision for me, you know, as a player. And that was much appreciated, much respected, but very, very happy to be back.
We told you at the top because it was that important. The Honey Badger is in line to make his return this week. The Chiefs missed their defensive general, Tyrann Mathieu, last week against the Browns, as there did look to be some miscommunication and some sloppiness in the secondary. The Chiefs have been complimentary this week of the job Juan Thornhill did, including Mathieu himself.
Well, I thought, you know, we try to hold ourselves to a high standard, you know, in the DB room. And, you know, I probably thought he didn't start the game how he wanted, how we wanted him to. But, you know, he put his head down, man. You know, he came to the sideline. He took the coaching. And that's all you can really ask for a young player, you know, is to take the coaching, try to learn from it, and then go back out there and make a play or two. And, you know, he made some big plays, you know, in that game. You know, I'm pretty sure it's helping his confidence as he go forward, too.
Still, we know the Chiefs are a better team when the Badger is on the field, just like he will be on Sunday night.
Oh, you know what? I think that would be hard to measure. And I think even if I talked to each of them individually, yeah, it would still be hard to measure, because really, some players are really forthcoming about what a game means to them, and others just kind of give you the normal, yeah, it's any other game, or yeah, this game means a lot, or whatever. But you lay out three really compelling reasons that each of these guys would have, you know, that sort of, yeah, let me show you kind of attitude. I think it might be Orlando. I do. If I had to sit back and go, all right, I wanted the one of those players that really has the most to prove might be him. And so that, you know, I think Sammy Watkins doesn't have a ton to prove anymore. Neither does Houston. So that's probably the direction I would go.
We were pleased to be joined by NBC Sports' Michelle Tafoya, the sideline reporter for Sunday's Chiefs and Ravens game at 7:20 p.m. Arrowhead time. Catch the full interview with Michelle and myself on the Arrowhead Pride interview series. As you heard, she thinks it's a big game for Orlando Brown, and we hope it is right here on the Arrowhead Drive for Red Friday, September 17th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for the game that is sweeping the nation. You know what I'm talking about. Certified or Imposter on Show and BK on the Chiefs. They will also have your Sunday Night Football game preview. As for now, that's a wrap. I'm Pete Sweeney. Catch you on Monday for the post-game edition of the Arrowhead Drive.